That's the righteous. You fall seven times and you can bounce back again. God said, I can do it again. In the midnight of God, he spoke. Let there be light. And there was light. God had a midnight. Like my old husband would often say, failure is not a person. Failure is an event. It's the business that failed. The righteous will rise again. It's not a person. It's an event. It's when it's a person, then they look at you and tell you are a failure. But because failure is not a person, it's an event. It is that thing that failed. You are not a failure. David had his midnight. As a matter of fact, David had several midnights. Let's run to Psalm 103. Oh, thank you, Jesus. David had midnights when his king wanted to kill him. When his son wanted to kill him. When he was in war, running around from pillar to posts. David had his midnight. By Psalm 103, David was so discouraged. He didn't know where to turn. Didn't know what to do. And my Bible says that David in his midnight said, Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. I look at some of us and we're thinking, Pastor, I have nothing to celebrate about. Pastor, I have nothing to dance about. I believe the soul of David began to speak to him and began to tell him, let the others dance. God has been good to him. His soul began to tell him, God has been unfair. I tell you, when the Bible says your soul comprises of your emotions. Your emotions is what tells you there's no reason to bless. Bless God. I don't feel good, so I will not dance. Your emotion tells you there's nothing that God has done. I'm just not happy, and so I cannot bless God. So your soul has to do with your emotions, has to do with your will, and has to do with your mind. Your mind is your intellect. Your mind begins to reason and begins to tell you, but there's no reason to bless God in this situation. Your mind begins to calculate and begins to tell you, if you pay your tithe, what are you going to use to look after your family? That's your mind. And in the midnight of David, David gathered his soul in Psalm 103 verse 1 and told the soul, we're not here for an argument. We're not here for a debate. This is not a casual conversation. I can see David, he grabbed the soul and said, my soul, sit down. Bless the Lord. I command you, bless the Lord. It's not the time to complain. It's not the time to discuss this. My soul, bless the Lord. Everything that is within me, bless the Lord. For weeping might endure for a night, but I know, my soul, that joy, 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 joy comes in the morning. In the midnight of David, David arrested his soul. The midnight is over. David had a control over his soul. Said, soul, sit down. Bless the Lord. I said, bless the Lord. Barah the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. God cannot be limited by this situation. Bless the Lord. Say to your neighbor, my midnight is over. I don't just want to excite you. I want to leave you with principles that people will look at you and they wonder, where does your joy come? And you will tell them, my help cometh from above. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, promotion does not come from the east. It does not come from the west. It does not come from the south. But my Bible is silent about the north, because promotion comes from the city of the Lord in the side of the north. Promotion comes from above. God will lift you up. God will lift you up. He will take you to the place of your prophetic season. Somebody shout hallelujah. Declare tonight, my midnight is over. My midnight is over. Somebody shout hallelujah. Promotion does not come from the east, not from the west, not from the south. But he was silent about the north, because it comes from the city of our God in the sides of the north. Aren't you glad that your promotion does not depend on man? Aren't you glad that your lifting up does not depend on anybody? Bible says forever, oh God, your word is settled in heaven. If they kept it on earth, somebody would have changed it. Slap your neighbor and tell them, I thank God, my destiny is not in your hand. I thank God, my destiny is not in your hand. Forever, oh God, your word is settled in heaven. They can't touch it. Tell your neighbor, you can't touch it. You can't change it. It's settled. It's settled. It's settled. It's settled in heaven. Somebody get excited. My midnight is over. My midnight is over. Shout hallelujah. It's settled in heaven. If they had power, they could have gone to change it. Look at your neighbor and tell them, it's settled in heaven. It's settled in heaven. You can't touch it. You can't change it. Somebody give the devil a big laugh. Hallelujah. It's settled in heaven. My destiny is secure. My destiny is secure. Glory, hallelujah. My destiny is secure. It's a new season. It's a new season. My season to dance. Forever is settled. It's already done in the spirit. It's already done in the spirit. And so, all I do is say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I love this God. When he wants to lift you up, does not call a committee, does not confide in anybody. He just chooses to do it. And he just does it. And when they look at you and say, like Bishop Jakes would say, it's not fair. You will tell them, it's not fair. It's favor. It's not fair. It's favor. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. It's not fair, but it's favor. It's favor. It's favor. They call it, it's not fair. But brother, it's just favor. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I feel like giving God a dance. Hallelujah. They don't like me. Oh, but it's favor. They don't like me. But it's favor. Let them talk about me. But it's favor. Yeah, it's my season. It's my time to dance. Glory, hallelujah. It's favor. It's favor. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Let them talk about me. It's my time. It's my time. There's nothing I can do about it. It's just the favor of the living God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that it's settled in heaven? The children of Israel had their midnight. In the midnight, in Psalm 137, the children of Israel in their midnight said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? In their midnight, they said, we can't sing the song of the Lord. The Bible said they hung their harp. There are many of us that are sitting here. Just because somebody stepped on your toes in church, you were sitting in front. Now you just, I don't want any problem. I want to sit behind. Shame on you. Shame on you. Revelation chapter 3 verse 11 says, let no one take your crown. No devil will take your crown. It's a man like you that will take your crown. My Bible says, don't let any man take your crown. Slap your sister and say, you ain't gonna take my crown. I won't let you take my crown. You won't steal my crown. Somebody shout hallelujah. I won't hang my harp. You won't take my crown. You won't take my crown. Hey! Hallelujah! Glory to Jesus. In their midnight, they hung their harp and said, "We will not sing again. I won't join the choir anymore. I won't be in the intercessory group anymore. I won't go to church anymore." They just stole your crown. Slap your sister again and say, "You won't take my crown. I won't let you take my crown." Say it like you mean it. Hallelujah. Next Sunday, tomorrow, dress up your best. That seat where you used to sit, that job that you used to do, that thing that you used to do, go back and start again. Tell them, "You won't take my crown. I won't let you steal my crown." Somebody shout hallelujah. But it's time to stop playing church. It's time to rise up again. Tell them another time, "You won't take my crown, baby. Brother, you won't take my crown." Hallelujah. When the apostles will be talking about their testimonies, how they were killed for the gospel, you will go before Jesus. They talked about me. Who? Why won't they talk? I tell my church, "Please talk about me. If you don't talk about me as your pastor's wife, who? If you talk about another pastor's wife, it will get me angry. Please talk about me." Hallelujah. As far as I'm concerned, I'm a forefront in that church. If they don't talk about me, who will they talk about? Just me, because they see me every day. Hallelujah. If you're a pastor's wife, let them talk about you. I know you talked about me yesterday. When I see you the next day, high five. Otherwise, people will quench your spirit. Hallelujah. I've been told that pastors' wives are criticized more in terms of percentage, more than presidents, in terms of percentage. And so, because of one person in the church that talked about you, if they don't talk about you, who will they talk about? Please talk about me. Hallelujah. Those in my church know me. When you talk, they say, "Oh, you just found out. Ah, she's like that." Yeah. Because I don't have two faces. What I do here, that's who I am, 24/7. So what do you want to talk about? What hasn't happened before? Hello. Say, "It's common to man. It's common to man. It's happened before." Somebody shout, "It's my season. My midnight is over." Glory, hallelujah. How did I get into that? Maybe I needed to liberate someone. They hung their harp and they began to blame others. Said, they said, this is not a blame game. This is the time to know who you are. This is the time to know what God has said about you. Can I tell you a secret? There's no time. Time is short. I tell the women in my church, "Baby, I started late." Some people started ministry, they were 20. I started late. I don't have time to waste. If you want to join me, join me. If you don't want to join me, join somewhere else. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. The time has come when we stop begging people. Hallelujah. Every pastor say yes. Hallelujah. I said every pastor say yes. A little bit better now. Every pastor say yes. And every pastor's wife say yes. Hallelujah. A sister said, "Pastor Marge, a pastor's wife. You're very bold. How can you talk like this? I wish I can talk like this." I said, "I paid the price already. I paid the price. I paid the price. I'm still paying the price." Glory, hallelujah. Glory. They blamed others. They made excuses. And they said, in our captivity, in our problem, they told us. Paul and Silas had a midnight. Acts chapter 16, 23 to 34. And the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and they sang. Paul and Silas prayed and they sang. And the prisoners began to hear them. Who is hearing you? Who is hearing you? As they prayed and they sang, the other prisoners heard them. And the Bible says as they prayed and they sang, there was a great earthquake and the very foundation of the prison doors shook. That shaking that you're going through, beloved, that's a door, a shaking that is about to open the door. It's a great earthquake. My Bible says as the great earthquake came, the prison doors began to open. The prison doors began to open. I'm here to announce to you that the God whom you serve, he's a jailbreaker, he's a chain breaker, he's a bell breaker. Glory, hallelujah. My Bible says that God came into that place and he broke every chain. I'm here to announce to somebody that God said, my people shall no longer praise him with chains. You shall no longer praise God with chains, for the chains are coming down. I said the chains are coming down. You shall no longer praise him with chains. Your God is a chain breaker. The chains are breaking. The fetters are breaking. Every iron band that has incapacitated you and made you not to move, I break it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break it with the fire of God, with fire from heaven. Let the chain dissolve. Let the chain melt. You are moving out of that prison in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, my midnight is over. You will no longer praise God with chains on your hands. If your marriage does not go through shaking, how will you know the strength of your marriage? That's what we tell. Like they say in Nigeria, no shaking. Glory, hallelujah. That man did not marry you because you resemble his last girlfriend. He married you because he wants to forget that girlfriend. So stop worrying yourself. Stop giving yourself hypertension. Stop giving yourself hassles. Every minute you're thinking, where is this man? Where is this man? Well, what's the strength of your marriage? What are you standing on? Say to your neighbor, this marriage is built upon the solid rock. There's no woman anointed enough. I said, there's no woman anointed enough. Say it to your neighbor, there's no woman anointed enough to push me out of this house. Your husband married you so that he can forget what the other women looked like. Not because he wants to remember them. Stand secure. It's already done in the spirit. How will you know the strength of your ministry if there's no shaking? How will you know the strength of your life if there's no shaking? How will you know the strength of your Christian faith and what kind of foundation you stand on if there's no shaking? Tell your neighbor, please be secure. Don't be phoning this man every second. Where are you? Honey, where are you? Where are you? Where are you now? He's at work. You want to give yourself heart attack so that another woman will look after your children? God forbid. You will not build and another take. You will not labor for another to enjoy. Bible says that my elect shall enjoy the works of their hands. You will enjoy the works of your hands. There is no woman anointed enough to push you out of that home. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, shout it one more time. My midnight is over. My midnight is over. My midnight is over. Let hell hear it. Let the grave hear it. Let the powers hear it. Let witches and wizards hear it. My midnight is over. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. And as I come out of the fire, I shall not smell like smoke. There shall be no smell of smoke upon me. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's a new season. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. All the prison doors opened. It was a ripple effect. You just have to understand your warfare. I said it to you last year. When you're playing football, one team is playing with another team. Who does the opposition go to? The one that has the football. If you don't have the football, nobody comes to you. Do you know why you've been going through that attack? You have the football. And the devil has watched you. And he has said, if I don't stop Paul and Silas, they have a call to Macedonia. If I don't stop this woman, if I don't stop this man, they're about to score a goal. Say to your neighbor, it's a goal! It's a goal! Say to your neighbor, it's a goal! Hallelujah! 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 It's a goal! Hallelujah! They can't stop you. I said they can't stop you. I said they can't stop you. I said they can't stop you. God said I should tell you. You're about to score. Shout it one more time. It's a goal. Oh, hallelujah. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Somebody give God a dance. Just give him a dance. Dance like it's your testimony day. Dance like it's your wedding day. Dance like it's your child dedication day. Dance like the day you are dedicating your business. Give God a dance. Give God a dance. Give God a dance. Give God a celebration. Somebody shout, it's my season. It's a new season. The midnight is over. Hallelujah. Go to two people and tell them.